Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom. And today we're talking about something called crowdfunding.
Uh-huh.
Crowdfunding. Does that mean you want to come up with some money to buy a bunch of people and take them home with you?
Does that sound appealing to you?
No, I wonder why anybody would want to do that.
I avoid crowds if I can. No, this is a new way to raise money for a project that you're trying to finance or get money to do whatever you want to do. Maybe you're raising money to make a new film, or maybe you have a great idea for a new product, but you just don't have enough capital, which is cash, that you need to buy things. So you can turn to social media. Today we're talking about a website in particular, but you can use social media to raise money, to get people to donate to your cause.
If you have some kind of project or some kind of cause that you would like funding for, you can try to get that funding by using an online platform and a series of websites to get people interested.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if they invest in your project, they have something to gain, too. So, of course, there's probably a percentage and some kind of contract filled out. But we'll talk about those little details later. What we're going to do right now, everybody, is read through our article in its entirety and find out all about crowdfunding. Have a listen.
Crowdfunding is a thriving business model for requesting sponsorship or investment through online social networks. The term was coined by Michael Sullivan in 2006. It describes an online platform on which a project originator can openly call on the public to help raise sufficient money to fully finance the project. A project could be almost anything, with the most common categories being art, movies, games, and charitable donations. Many creative individuals have used this business model effectively to get financial assistance and make their dream project a reality. There are many websites dedicated to this innovative type of fundraising. Backers can check the outlines of the projects they are interested in and donate any amount of money they wish. Perhaps the most famous website is Kickstarter. Time magazine named this site the best invention of 2010, and the New York Times called it an unexpected influence on indie culture. The Times description is exemplified by the Pebble smartwatch, which raised more than $10 million on Kickstarter. This watch, which wirelessly links up with your smartphone, was the first of its kind. It beat tech titans Apple, Google, and Samsung to the punch. Eventually, its business profits benefited both initiators and sponsors. Flying V is Taiwan's version of Kickstarter. Its greatest accomplishment so far is Attack on Flower, a race similar to The Color Run, which was sponsored by 6,762 backers. One appeal of supporting a crowdfunding project is that you can get products before they hit the store. But this isn't the only advantage. In some cases, backers of a project are allowed to leave feedback for the creators, who sometimes take critiques to heart and alter aspects of the projects. If you're innovative but pressed for funds, why not put your project on one of these websites?
Okay, let's talk about crowdfunding today. Now, funding is when you come up with money to finance a project. Funds themselves refer to that money itself. And crowdfunding, again, is what we're going to be talking about today when you get people to invest in your idea or project. And you want to get lots of people to do this through a website or something like that. I did want to say that the word crowd here is serving as an adjective, crowdfunding. The word crowd itself refers to a large group of people. So that's a singular noun, okay? A crowd of people was waiting for the superstar to arrive at the airport. A crowd. If you're referring to individual members, you can say members of the crowd, but don't say crowds unless you mean different groups.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Financing is something that happens when you need money, to help you do something. So if you finance something, you provide money for something or somebody. For example, I could say my parents financed my college education. They paid for it. So crowdfunding is a way to finance what you want. To achieve your dream, you need money many times.
Indeed. So crowdfunding is a thriving business model for requesting sponsorship or investment through online social networks. Basically, that's the whole definition there. What is crowdfunding? Well, this sentence here will tell you. It's a thriving business model. If something's thriving, that means it is developing. It's growing very well and very quickly with lots of life. So we could say that there are a number of businesses that are thriving. Businesses don't thrive so well in an economic recession.
No, unfortunately, that's true. Well, it's a thriving business model, a way that you can conduct business, and it's a way to request sponsorship or investment through online social networks. Sponsorship is an arrangement where you get a sponsor who agrees to give money to you in order to do something. For example, we just had the Olympics the past couple of months, and they all need sponsorship. So you'll see lots of company names posted at the Olympics. They're the ones who are paying for all of these games and activities to take place. It costs a lot of money to run the Olympics. That's a sponsorship. A person who does give money is called the sponsor. Now, investment just refers to using money to earn more money. So if you invest, you usually put your money into something that you think will increase in value in the future, hopefully.
Well, this is a term. It's a word that talks about this phenomenon. The term crowdfunding was coined by a fella named Michael Sullivan, and he did this way back in 2006. This is a term. Again, it's a word that is used to describe something. We have the verb to coin something here. Usually coin is a noun. It refers to those little pieces of metal that are money, you know, 1 NT, 5 NT, 10 NT. Those are coins. But here it's a verb. That means you just create some kind of term. You can coin a phrase, for example, come up with a phrase that people will use and remember for a long time.
It describes an online platform. That's anything on the internet that is used for people to group around. Like a social network would be Facebook, Twitter. We're going to be talking about a website called Kickstarter, and also Flying V, which is Taiwan's website that helps people fund their projects. It's a crowdfunding website. Well, they use these social networks or online platforms to openly call on the public to help raise sufficient money to fully finance projects. A project originator is the person who creates or comes up with that idea. And if you call on someone, it just means you ask them to do something. For example, if you're in class, the teacher might call on a student to answer a question. Here we're saying they can call on the public to help raise money. And here we're using the adjective sufficient. If you have something that's sufficient, you have enough. You have what you need. I could say a brisk or a quick walk in the morning is sufficient to raise your heart rate, which helps your overall health, of course. Well, they call on the public to help raise money to finance different projects. And as we said, a project could be anything. We've got some categories here. A category is a group of people or things that have something in common. They're similar in some way. Here are categories. We have art. So some people are working on art projects. Some people are trying to raise money for movies they want to make. Some people are developing games, probably video games. And other people are using these websites or social network sites to raise money for charities. So they're looking for charitable donations. Charitable just means something that's done to help people who are poor, sick, or needing help.
Helping those in need. Charitable organizations are all over the place. They might need to solicit money or call on the public to make donations to help out I don't know, poor kids in India or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And many creative individuals have used this business model effectively to get financial assistance and make their dream project a reality. So here we have the adverb effectively, which means in an effective way, in an effective manner. If something's effective, it achieves its result. It does what it's supposed to do.
Cool. Well, they need something that's effective, otherwise they're not going to use it. So it works, right? And they're able to get financial assistance. Assistance just means helping someone, supporting someone. And with that money, they can make their dream project a reality. It's not real if you're just thinking or dreaming about it. You need money to go to work. There are many websites that are dedicated to this innovative type of fundraising. If you're dedicated to something, a lot of times you decide you're going to use all your time or money or energy to do something or use that energy, money for a special purpose. Well, they've dedicated or are using some of these websites for one specific thing, fundraising. And we see it's innovative, which means they're using new ideas and new methods to get the money.
Raising funds or fundraising here, and backers or supporters can check the outlines of the projects they are interested in and donate any amount of money they wish. So if you're a backer, that means you are a supporter. You are somebody willing to donate money, to invest, etc. So they kind of peruse the different projects. They browse through them. And they think, this one looks promising. I like this one. I would like to donate some money and maybe get something in return later.
Now, we have one website that we're going to talk about here, and it's probably the most famous website so far. It's called Kickstarter. If you kickstart something, it means you start something. You get it going. You get it moving. So Kickstarter is kind of a fun website name. Time Magazine, which is a very famous magazine, called this site, Kickstarter, the best invention of 2010. So it's a website, and they decided this is the best invention of the whole year back in 2010. The New York Times called this website an unexpected influence on indie culture. I bet some of our listeners have seen this word before, indie. It just is short for independent. And you'll often see it used with indie films, indie bands. If it's indie and indie culture, it's really not connected with a major producer or studio. So if it's an indie film, it's made by a small group of people who are donating or contributing money. It's not made by a big studio like Warner Brothers or DreamWorks that has a lot of money to spend.
Indeed. So, yes, indie films or indie art sometimes can be quite interesting, but they run the risk of not appealing to large audiences like Hollywood blockbusters. Okay, everybody, we're going to continue our lesson in just a second. It's time to take a time out now and listen to our dear Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们所要谈论的主题叫做 crowdfunding， 在英文呢，在这里是解释成为群众募资。那么从字义上来看，当然就是来请求赞助跟投资咯。我们首先来看到在第一段的第二个句子提到 The term was coined by Michael Sullivan in 2006。这样子的字词呢，是在2006年由这个人所著作所创造出来的。搭配这样子的文意，第一题我们可以选择 sentence B， 用 it 开头，其实代表的就是指 the term， 也就是 crowdfunding， 要来解释一下。在 sentence B 里面描述着 ，it describes an online platform。On which a project originator can openly call on the public to help raise sufficient money to fully finance the project. 在这里就解释了什么叫做 crowdfunding， 它其实呢指的就是一个网络平台，所有计划的提案者，这些 project originator， 它就可以呢在这里 公开的对大众呼吁，请大家来帮助他能够筹措足够的资金。所以第一题我们答案就选 B， 所以后面呢就补充了说明，那么这样子的计划可以是任何的形式。第二段的第一句就提到 Many creative individuals have used this business model effectively to get financial assistance and make their dream project a reality. 所以许多有创意的人就可以有效地利用这种商业的模式来取得经济上的援助，让他们的计划呢能够梦想成真。所以在英文里面我们讲到 make something a reality， 就是使它成真的意思。延续这样子的文意，第二题我们可以选择Sentence C， 提到 There are many websites dedicated to this innovative type of fundraising。 既然前面提到这是一种呢 business model 可以用来筹措资金，你就可以看到很多的网路就是专门致力于这种创新的募款模式。第二题选 C， 用后面的句子也可以验证，因为后面的句子提到 Backers can check the outlines of the projects they are interested in and donate any amount of money they wish。 这些资助的人呢，他可以去上网看一下你的计划内容，如果有兴趣的话，当然就可以捐他们希望捐的资金来赞助你的计划咯。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, I know you're all looking forward to continue talking about crowdfunding. I know I'm looking forward to talking about it some more, so let's do it here.And we are talking about what Time Magazine said about Kickstarter, also what the New York Times said about Kickstarter. Well, the New York Times can be shortened to simply The Times, the New York Times, and The Times' description is exemplified by the Pebble Smartwatch. And that Pebble Smartwatch raised more than $10 million on Kickstarter. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So here we have the verb to exemplify. That means that you simply make an example of something or be a typical or common example of something. We could say the Beatles exemplified the kind of music people liked in the 60s.
Yeah, it's a great word. Well, I'm really surprised at the amount of money they were actually able to raise. $10 million is a lot of money just to raise on a website. These are individuals. Of course, some of these people who log on to this website, they probably can afford to donate more money or sponsor. They're not just giving their money away. They're sponsoring these projects. So if the project's successful, they're investors, so they get a return on their money.Now, this watch called the Pebble Smartwatch, it wirelessly links up with your smartphone. So you don't need any wires, no cables. It links up with your smartphone. And the reason why it did so well, it was the first of its kind. If you're the first of your kind, you enter the market before anyone else. So it's kind of exciting.
It sure is exciting, although to tell you the truth, Stephanie, I have not heard of the Pebble smartwatch, but I guess other people have released it. I think Sony's got one, and I'm sure Apple and Samsung have jumped on the bandwagon as well. But here it says it's the first of its kind, and it beat tech titans Apple, Google, and Samsung to the punch. So in this sentence, we have the phrase to beat someone or to beat something.To the punch, that means you did something before somebody else did, and usually that thing you did is pretty influential, otherwise it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah, so you're able to achieve something before someone else is able to.
And you get all the glory.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So you're in a race, but you reach the finish line before they do, so it's kind of fun. That's why it says we beat them. If you beat someone, you're successful over them.Now, if you're a titan, we're using titan to describe these companies, these tech companies, Apple, Google, and Samsung. But you'll also see a titan attached to a man or a woman who's extremely successful and powerful and dominant in their industry. For example, Steve Jobs would be a tech titan as well. Well, he used to be. He's gone now.
He did.
Yeah, so these are very, very powerful technology companies, Apple, Google, Samsung. Well, eventually, its business profits benefited both initiators and sponsors. So you can see here that not just the creator or the initiator, that's just another word for originator, someone who actually started the project was the initiator. They benefited, so they got a return on their investment, but so did the sponsors. The people who went to that website and invested in this new idea took a chance. You know, it's risky. You don't know if these things are going to be successful, but I think people thought, this is a really good idea. You know, if it does well, I'm going to make some money from this.
And if you have some money that you'd like to donate or invest somewhere, maybe you could try Kickstarter, but if you're here in Taiwan, you might be more interested in finding a local website to invest in local companies. And Flying V is Taiwan's version of Kickstarter. So, yes, that's the version here. It's the same thing, but it's in Taiwan. And its greatest accomplishment so far is Attack on Flower. Interesting. That's an accomplishment. An accomplishment is something you accomplish, something you succeed in doing, and something usually that you're very proud of having done. To say, for example, to climb Mount Everest would be quite an accomplishment, or at least some people think so, or to graduate from Harvard or whatever. And so here, its greatest accomplishment, the greatest thing that it has done, is something called Attack on Flower, which is a race like the Color Run. The Color Run is when people run, and I guess they spray colored things on you, so you're different colors or something like that.
Yeah, but I thought that, maybe I'm wrong, I thought they were throwing colored flower. Maybe I saw Attack on Flower in
Taiwan. I'm not quite
already
sure what they are, but in any case here, they do have this thing called Attack on Flower, and it was sponsored by quite a few backers, quite a few investors, 6,762 of them to be exact.
Quite a few.
Cool.
Well, one appeal of supporting a crowdfunding project is that you can get products before they hit the store. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
One appeal. An appeal can either be a noun or a verb. Here we're using it as a noun. It's kind of a quality that makes people like something. They think it's cool. If something appeals to you, I'm using that as a verb. It means there's something about it that really attracts you to it. So one of the things that people like about these crowdfunding projects is you get products before anyone else does, and we love to be the first to have something new. But this isn't the only advantage, something that makes it really great. In some cases, backers of a project are allowed to leave feedback for the creators. So you get to have a say. Feedback is when you give some either helpful information or perhaps some criticism to say how someone can improve something. Maybe it's a product or a performance. That's feedback.
And remember, that is a non-count noun. Please do not add the word, the letter S to the end
no.
of this. I've heard that quite often.
Yes.
The feedback. Leave much feedback. How much feedback did they leave for you, et cetera. So,
leave a lot of feedback.
Exactly, right. So, again, people can go on this website. They can check out this project. And if they have some comments or opinions, well, those are examples of feedback. They can write them there on the website. And, well, these creators, the people who are behind these projects, take those critiques to heart. If you take something to heart, that means you take it seriously. Yeah, you take it personally, but you're not really attacked by it. So you think, hey, this is good criticism. It does help me out. And critique here is criticism, analysis, or assessment of something. Critique of your paper, for example, if you're writing a paper for your thesis.
If you take that to heart or you let it affect you, you might decide to alter aspects of the project you're working on. If you alter something, it just means to change something. The verb modify is very similar to alter, but we use alter to talk about clothes that we make a little smaller or bigger. We alter clothing.
Have an alteration made.
Right. Well, if you're innovative but pressed for funds, hey, why not put your project on one of these websites, there's an idea for some of our creators and inventors out there. If you're pressed for something, it means you don't have enough of what you need, so you're lacking something. But typically, we'll use it to talk about being pressed for time. Wow, I'm really pressed for time. Can we get together later today?
Yes, or the police officer may ask you, why are you driving 150 kilometers per hour on the freeway? Well, sir, I'm pressed for time. I have to go to an important meeting in Taipei. Tough luck. You're getting a ticket, and you're not going to make it on time. So we're asking the question here, why not put your project on one of these websites? If you have a good idea, hey, check it out. Put it on the website and see if somebody takes the bait, if they're interested, and start investing in it. Hey, who knows, you might be the next innovator in the computer world and make a ton of money. It's time now, everybody, to listen once again to our Chinese teacher. Please listen carefully.
前面有提到一个很有名的网站叫做 Kickstarter， 它就是呢被《时代》杂志评为2010年的最佳发明。那么延续第三个空格前面的句子提到 ，The Times description is exemplified by the Pebble Smart Watch, which raised more than $10 million on Kickstarter。其实这个 Pebble 智慧型的手表。就验证了叙述募得许多资金，延续这样子的文意，既然提到的它是一个智慧型的手表，那么我们第三题就可以选择 sentence F， 提到 This watch, which wirelessly links up with your smartphone, was the first of its kind. 这种手表啊，可以用无线的方式跟智慧型手机连接，可以说是同类型当中的首创咯。而这里的The first of its kind， 后面有验证了这个动词片语提到 beat somebody to the punch， 也就是指抢在某人行动之前，代表着这样是一个创举，所以第三题选 F 选项。同一段的最后一句提到 Flying V is Taiwan's version of Kickstarter， 那么从台湾来看呢， Flying V 就是台湾版的这样子的网站。第四题我们可以选择 sentence E， 为什么会说它会是 Kickstarter 的台湾版呢？正因为 Its greatest accomplishment so far is a tag on flower, a race similar to the Color Run, which was sponsored by 6,762 backers。 那么它最伟大的成就呢，叫做晋级的太白粉，这是跟彩色路跑非常类似的慢跑活动，获得了许多人的支持。最后一段的第一句提到 One appeal of supporting a crowdfunding project is that you can get products before they hit the store, but this isn't the only advantage. 当然如果你出资赞助这样的计划，当然就可以在产品上市之前先得到商品，不过这可不是唯一的好处哦。延续这样的文意，第五题可以选择 A 选项。 Sentence A 里面提到In some cases, backers of a project are allowed to leave feedback for the creators, who sometimes take critics to heart in other aspects of the projects. 除了好处可以拿到商品之外，你呢还可以给他建议，而这些真心想要呢改良产品的人就会把你的回馈然后做一些改变，让产品变得更好咯。所以第五题我们答案就选 A。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining, and we're glad you learned something about crowdfunding. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
From all of us here at ED English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.